When Fox News caught Reverend Jesse Jackson earlier this month making crude remarks about Barack Obama, Jackson was whispering those comments to Dr. Reed Tuckson. Tuckson was touring with Jackson to bring awareness to the issue of heart disease in Black America. But those on-camera comments were overshadowed by Jackson's off-mic remarks. So for today's health segment, we wanted to give you that interview, the one about heart disease that you never got to hear. Here's NPR's Farai Chidea speaking with Dr. Reed Tuckson and Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Our point is that we need a good health care system with better health care habits. All of the talk about July 4th, who's going to have the most barbecue, who's going to have the most water and do the most walking? Yeah. You know, we keep on exacerbating our health crisis without digging our graves with our teeth.
Well, let me ask, do you have anyone in your family or your circle of friends who's had to deal with this?
Absolutely. And so much of it now is detectable. And if it's detected early enough, there are corrections. But so much of it comes from, diet and what we eat and how much we eat and lack of exercise. So while we fight fervently for an equal and adequate health care system for all Americans, our eating habits, as I say sometimes, a belly full of chicken, a handful of pills, and a prayer book is just not a good combination for life. We must take water seriously as opposed to drinks, that's sugar. We must take walking seriously as opposed to riding escalators. I mean, we must take and massaging our bodies at a level that we have not done often.
Dr. Tuckson, how much of heart disease is preventable and how much is, say, genetics, other factors?
Well, the overwhelming amount of heart disease is preventable. When you think about the major risk factors for heart disease, let's remember that the number one is, of course, smoking. And across America, we still have almost 21% of the American people who are still smoking tobacco, and that's a particular problem also for the minority community.
A few days ago, I went to a grandparents' day for my children at school, grandchildren at school, and they gave the parents and the grandparents, tea and coffee with sugar and cookies. And they gave the children, each of them, two cupcakes just swimming in sugar. I mean, they're being formed into these addictions early on. And so we're sending us a call to action to look at healthcare habits and actions.
Doctor, break it down for us. What exactly is this campaign doing? What are you materially doing during this campaign?
Number one, we are reaching out and providing community awareness and community education about the importance of cardiovascular disease and letting the African-American community know that African-Americans die 1.5 times more often of heart disease and almost 2 times more often of stroke than for the white community. So we're making people aware. Number two, we are providing physicians in each of the targeted communities that we're working in for this, Chicago, Atlanta, New York, Washington, D.C., New Orleans, Miami, Florida. What we are saying to those, Chicago, what we're doing with those communities is letting physicians know with targeted messages from the American Heart Association, the National Medical Association, and the Association of Black Cardiologists that they need to be very vigilant at making sure that their patients get screened for preventable risk factors for heart disease, and they need to work with their patients to once risk factors are identified, to treat. And then finally, what we are doing is urging people to get screened. We are conducting screenings in partnership with the National Association of Community Health Centers and a laboratory company called LabCorp, free screening for people in those cities at community health centers. And then once we find people who have elevated risk factors and also who don't have a medical home, we are matching them with the community health center, which is then provided financial incentive for ongoing follow-up to make sure that people are doing what's necessary to eliminate those risk factors and thereby prevent this disease. So it's a multi-pronged effort to really get something very important and very specific done.
But then we observe that many of our hospitals, just outside of the front door is the smoke station for the workers. I mean, the nurses and the doctors have a smoke station at the hospital. And so between direct smoke and indirect smoke, these are killers. And so we're just trying to take, we're trying to green our lives, not just green the environment, so to speak.
Well, Reverend, the church is a place where people go for all sorts of things. You know, they go for spiritual counsel, sometimes for economic assistance, all sorts of guidance. What role should the church play in an effort like this?
Education, mobilization, and inspiration. Because a good, solid message from the pulpit affects people's lives. And when ministers will say, this Sunday I'm going to take the HIV test in the pulpit, men come join me. It's a big deal. When the minister can say, last week I had my prostate exam, here's my receipt. And the first lady can say, I took my mammogram test, here's my receipt. Outside the church is a health van from public health care. To begin to emphasize health in that way, and you begin to see results. At our Rainbow Push conference last week, one of our staff members did not know that she was teetering on the brink, Dr. Tuxman, of having a heart attack with high blood pressure. She just didn't even realize it. She was just, because it's what they call the silent killer, Reed.
So we were very pleased that this piece of heart campaign identified this woman early on, and now she's being treated. And I think, as Reverend Jackson said, we know that we saved her life, and that's what we're trying to do, is save one life at a time. And we can multiply that over and over again all across America. We can make a real difference in preventing cardiovascular death.
Well, Reverend Jackson and Dr. Tuxman, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
NPR's Farai Chidea talking with Reverend Jesse Jackson and Dr. Reed Tuxman. Reverend Jackson's Rainbow Push Coalition has joined forces with United Health Foundation to tell Black Americans not to take their heart health lightly. The campaign is called Peace of Heart.